Welcome to Storytelling. Our guest this week had a journey from a police officer to a visibility and marketing coach, which reflects her resilience and passion for empowering others. Despite a profound setback during COVID, navigating the challenges of the weight loss industry, she found her calling in supporting coaches. With a growing social media presence, she now partners with a Belgian colleague to help coaches launch their businesses affordably, emphasising the importance of community and support. Please welcome Angela Roth. Hello, Angela, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Debbie.
Angela, you had a really bad business experience. Can you share with us what that experience was?
Well, before COVID, I was working face-to-face, helping people lose weight, actually, and it was fine. I loved it. It was great. Then COVID happened and the doors closed. So the business goes, and I had a jewelry business as well, and everything just went. So I thought, well, actually, this is the time people really need me. Losing weight, COVID, people are unhappy. There was lots of press about it. So I thought, well, I'll go online and I'll really help people with the mindset behind. Couldn't weigh anybody, but I could at least help them with the mindset. But I had no idea how to run a virtual business. I'd never done it before. I could use the computer and everything, but the other sort of side of it, no idea at all. So I looked for help as a coach who could help me get started. And somehow or another, I managed to sort of get into these kind of free challenges and things. And there they were telling me, oh, we're going to do it all with you. We're going to show you everything to do. Come on a sales call with us. Well, they didn't call it a sales call, of course. They're just like, come on a discovery call. So I went and I listened and I was so keen to help the people I wanted to help that I just bought hook, line and sinker everything, because they were so convincing that they believed in the business. They were going to be there with me, holding my hand. They were going to be trailblazing for me, and that the business was going to be a success. And I even persuaded my husband that we should spend our savings. And so we did. We put all our savings behind this business because we trusted the people who were selling it. And then when it came to it, the support just wasn't there. In fact, I literally fell through the cracks. I didn't know which parts to follow. I got quite confused by the whole thing. And there was just no follow-up. No, there was nobody there. Nobody there at all. And so I was left on my own trying to learn all these things I was supposed to be learning with nothing in the bank, feeling really bad because I had said to my husband, you've worked so hard all your life for us and the family. Now it's my turn. This is going to be my turn to bring back and let you go and do your dreams once this has started going. So I was devastated because I really wasn't getting any customers, I wasn't getting any clients, and it had nothing to show for all the money that I'd spent.
As you said, you felt devastated because that's quite shocking as well, knowing that you've put all your trust and faith into what should have been a really good and helpful scheme, and there you are, no money in the bank.
Yeah.
What happened next? What did you do next?
Well, to begin with, I sort of floundered around trying to find help that I needed from other people and going, again, really looking for free webinars and free challenges and just to try and sort of scrape together the support. But I began to realize that the one thing I did like was technology. I actually found that my brain works really well with technology. It picks up technology ideas that I didn't even consider before. So I began to sort of teach myself basically through anything I could find. And I sort of said to myself, look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you make mistakes, just do it, which is what my dad used to say. Just keep on trying, trying, trying. So that's what I did. And at the same time, I started to speak on social media and I started to talk about the experience a bit more and try and just be upfront about it. And I began to realize that actually I wasn't alone. During COVID, the number of people that were out there using NLP techniques to sell to people like me and promise the world to them, but not deliver anything. The number was growing, and they were doing it by showing these wonderful lifestyles that they had and how they were going to be able to give you all this stuff. And there were so many people, heart-centered people, people who really cared and really wanted to change people's lives, were being sucked into these schemes, and they were being left desolate with nothing and on the floor because they'd so much wanted to help other people. And now they were left with, well, feeling like complete fools. And because I was talking about it, they started coming to find me and open up about their experiences. I began to realize that what I loved most of all was giving them a voice and then helping them with the background, with all the tech, which was not what I planned to do at all. It began to open doors for me in a whole new way.
I just want to go back because you mentioned that a number of people were coming back to you, sharing their experiences. And these are ordinary people. These are people that are not gullible in any particular way. It's just that the people have crafted such a hook, as it were, to actually draw people in. And by way of an example, can you share your career background as well?
Well, yes. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I was totally sold by these people. And I'm talking several tens of thousands of pounds here. You're talking about £50,000 sold into a scheme, basically, which was corrupt. And looking, I felt such a fool. The reason being, I used to be a police officer. That was my job. And I actually helped prosecute people who committed fraud. But I didn't look for fraud in that way. These were the people that were sort of stealing people's bank account details or coming into old people's homes or these kind of thing. And yet the people that were in that affected me had all the language about how they cared, how they really cared about people and how they knew and the skills. And they were using the internet really to build up these pictures of these lifestyles. And of course, what I didn't realize, and neither did all the people that I discovered, what they didn't realize was that the images that were being shown, they were true. These people did have, you know, wonderful houses and all these cars and things because they were taking all this money off people like me. And that's so they could present this front of this wonderful lifestyle because of all the money they were gathering. I began to realize that other people, and this was a sad thing of it, the real people who cared were the people who cared so much that they wanted to help people. They cared so much about it. They're willing to put their finances and their savings and their hard-earned cash into these schemes to get the help. And began to open my eyes because not only had I been a police officer, I'm actually a fully qualified NLP practitioner myself. And so there I was buying into this service when they were using on me the NLP techniques that salespeople will now use. I mean, I've learned that now, but they were using it in completely the way it's not meant to be used to change my thought patterns in a, to be honest, quite a despicable way. And, you know, I mean, if anybody's listening and has been affected like that, then I want to say, please don't feel guilty about it because it's extremely clever.
And you've moved on to do some really wonderful things now. Can you tell me what you're doing now?
Well, now I actually literally go alongside and look for people who are either starting out in business or they've been like me. They've actually been in business for some years and they used to meet some face-to-face clients. But COVID threw it all out of the window. And a lot of people can't go back to that. And so I look for people who've either been missold like I was, because, you know, there's no comeback. It's not like the missold of, you know, mortgage, things like this. There's no way to come back. There's no scheme that we can go and claim our money back. So how can they get the money back? Well, they need to do that by finding a way to do what they love to do. And I absolutely love listening to people, finding out what their passion is. What is it that their heart is beating for? You know, what's their message? What can they do for other people? What change can they make in people's lives? And then start getting them focused on how they can start building their business around it. And once they start delivering and the sort of programs, courses, or whatever it is around what they really love to do, the money starts coming, the income starts growing. But once they take the mind right away from the guilt, right away from the mistakes they've made and start thinking about the changes they can help people make, their lives change around. They start to feel really empowered by their message. And they start to feel fulfilled by it again. And then they start to help people. And that's when the magic happens.
I love what you just said, because it's like people find themselves again and they start helping other people. So it's that paying it forward experience, that ripple effect of helping each other rather than allowing someone who scammed you to have the final word. What advice would you give to someone who's had a similar experience to you?
I would say pick yourself up and don't allow those who'd scammed you, don't allow that damage to keep you on the ground, because it can do when you feel really bad about it. Pick yourself up and go back to what is making your heart beat. I mean, I call it like, for me, it's like this drumbeat message that you've got inside of you. And when your heart is beating in the right direction, you start having people listen to you. It's like your heartbeat inspires their heartbeat. So you need to pick yourself up, go back to listening to what is your heart telling you? What is it that you really want to do? And whose lives do you want to change? Don't worry about what age they are or anything like that, that people tell you. Just think about the change you can help them make. And then come and talk to me or somebody else like me that's out there who will get alongside you and will start giving you the tools to get out there. But the first thing you need to do is start talking about it and start, use social media, go out there and start talking about what you care about. Start speaking about your own experiences. Why do you want to do what you do? What happened in your life that helped you to change, that helped you to help other people? And just don't keep quiet about it. You know, be prepared to sort of shout it from the rooftops, really. But don't stay on your own. That's the other thing, because what we've created is a community now of people who are absolutely determined to raise each other up. They've been there, they've struggled, they've been hurt, but now they get alongside each other and they're willing to go out there and tell other people and really share their story, but also share other people's stories. So the last thing you should do is pack that dream away and think it's not going to work and that you're not going to be able to help people, because it's just not true. People need people. They need people like you.
Angela, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story, and thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's been a delight.
If you would like further details about Angela, then please follow the links in the show notes.